it too soon for Paul Walker jokes? 50 Randy
Quaids. Because I don't like the motherfucking movie. 50 Randy
Quaids. Hologram smile face.
We watch movies so you don't have to.
Welcome to 50 Randy Quaids. I am your host, Chuck Banner, and with me, my co-host as always,
Richard Simmons. I mean, Tater Ricardo.
Oh, white chocolate.
And we have a special guest with us from Fox River Fallout.
Johnny Box.
Boom, boom. All right, so...
Bingo, bango.
Hold on. Before we get started, I got a question. Is it too soon for Paul Walker jokes?
Never.
Sweet. All right.
So we watched Furious 7. So you know what that means. If you have any questions or comments, you can cocksmack us at pickyourrandyquaids @gmail.com. Tweet us or hit us up on our Facebook page. So the tagline for this movie was One Last Ride.
Wrong.
Vengeance hits home.
All right, so Vengeance hits home, One Last Ride, Paul Walker hits a tree. They're all commentary.
And they all died.
So this movie was a gay porno action drama racing movie. And apparently,
You motherfucker.
So apparently this movie had a budget of about $190 million.
That was just in cars.
Well, they had to pay The Rock something.
Yeah.
Cars and The Rock.
Wasn't one of those cars like $3.4 million?
No, that was
that they drove out of the building?
That's just a replica. Yeah, they borrowed that car that got wrecked to shit.
Fuck yeah.
In that fucking hologram scene. The one that he lifted
up was probably cardboard.
Mm, yeah.
And then the one that they drove was probably a fucking Geostorm with a custom body over it.
No, they sprayed great stuff on it, and then they shaved the great stuff and painted.
You know what? Dude, I'm glad for their fucking name because it is great stuff.
All right, so this movie made worldwide $1.5 billion. Now, that's fucking disgusting.
That's just in followers. That's the cult.
This movie made that much fucking money. I mean, in the United States alone, it made $351 million. I don't know how this movie made this much money.
The following. The fan base.
Half
go back to the other movies and see the same statistics.
And see the same movie?
I don't want to see
Wrong. The cars are different in every movie.
It's not always the same.
Of course Jay Biggs would know that all the cars are different in every movie. Fucking car guy.
That's half this movie, man. If you're not a car guy, then you're not even going to watch it.
And you
that's
know what's
why
the funniest
they
thing?
Keep it going story to story.
Was Paul Walker like driving like a Subaru? Was it like a Forester?
When?
Oh,
he hit the tree. He hit the tree because we're all Forester.
Oh, yeah.
Trees.
I mean,
he had a
Rex,
man.
Paul Walker, if you're listening and you want to be on 50 Randy Quaids, by all means.
50 Randy Quaids has had the technology to put a bad holographic face on Jay Biggs.
So what was with the holographic faces?
Dude,
that was
had to do something.
Up.
What'd you want him to do? All of a sudden, Paul Walker's just not in the movie.
They
had so many opportunities to kill Paul Walker in this movie.
Too many people wanted it made.
There was too many opportunities to kill Paul Walker's character in the movie and thus not have to use hologram face.
You know, because of these jokes, Vin Diesel's never going to be on the show. Right?
I don't want Vin Diesel on the show. The only good thing he has ever done is Groot.
Be kind of cool to have Groot on the show.
He is awful. He can not fucking act.
Confused
not
face.
At all. Yeah, confused face most of the movie. So Chris Morgan and
Happy
Gary
confused.
Scott Thompson were the writers of this movie, and James Wan directed it. Vin Diesel starred in this fucking piece of shit as Dominic Toretto, Paul Walker, R.I.P., as Brian O'Connor, Jason Statham as Jason Statham, Michelle Rodriguez as Letty, Tyrese Gibson plays Roman.
Rome.
Ludacris is Taj. Dwayne The Rock Johnson as Hobbs. And Kurt Russell as Mr. Nobody.
I didn't know
Kurt Russell was in this movie until I put this together about 20 minutes before I left to come here. Holy shit. You could get this movie at Redbox, Family Video, Vudu, or Amazon. And now we're going to have a brief description of this movie by our very own Tater Ricardo.
You go.
I don't know what happened before this. I only saw a couple movies sporadically throughout the long, drawn-out series of The Fast and the Furious. The only thing I know that I need to say before I go into the description is that in one of the previous movies, they killed this dude, and the bad guy in this movie is his brother. So, yeah, Jason Statham is his brother. He declares war against all the whole team that killed his brother. And basically, he goes after him one by one. They find out who he is. They get involved with the government. And the government helps them find this machine that Batman used. And the Batman machine gets in the wrong hands. And basically, they got to kill everybody.
Damn.
Yeah, helicopters in L.A.
Well, not everyone.
Stealthy helicopters like, dropped drones and stuff.
Well, they were killing cops and shit left and right. So I don't think they gave a fuck about the citizens.
So how did you guys feel coming in to see this movie?
I felt pissed off because I don't like the motherfucking movie. I was still really excited.
I don't mind them. I was expecting exactly what I got, honestly.
Pretty much.
I didn't know what to expect really coming into this. And mostly, I wish I didn't know coming into this movie that it was 2 hours and 20 minutes long. Because halfway through, I was already starting to kind of check out. And I was like, man, there's still an hour and 10 minutes of this fucking movie to go.
It got better, shut your face.
It got slightly better in certain aspects, but whatever. Then they'd throw a fucking hologram at you, and I'd be like, what the fuck just happened?
I saw that.
What was the end, though?
Did you see that?
No, there was that other hologram scene where they're driving that fucking car from building to building, crashing through the fucking plates
badass.
Of glass. And it's just
badass.
Like, what the fuck is going on?
Badass.
And then he flashes that same weird fucking hologram weird. Smile face. Where it's totally weird looking.
Totally.
What about you guys? How did you feel coming into this movie?
Very,
entertained?
Well, not, like, coming into it, I was slightly entertained because, like, I was expecting something, like, not what was going on. And then I was just,
Is there anything in this movie that you guys didn't understand or didn't think needed to be into this movie?
I'll go first before you guys start ripping into it.
All right, white chocolate, fucking shoot away.
I did not understand why there were actors in this movie.
Because it'd be a cartoon if it wasn't.
No, just cars. And tits and ass. They took all of the actors out and just stuck with all the cars
well,
and tits
dude,
and the
honestly,
ass and the
that's
cool
more than
sound.
Just cars.
Hold on. I got an honest...
There would have been no story. I mean, there was some story, and by some,
there
I mean...
There was a lot of story.
I have an honest rebuttal.
We just got to be into the story.
But Ludacris rocked. He was really great in this.
Well,
Tyrese was freaking awesome. Tyrese is usually pretty good. I you know what I'm saying.
I agree.
Jason Statham was great.
Jason Statham wasn't great. Jason Statham just was Jason Statham.
Yeah, but he does
Statham.
It
he's
so good.
Very,
he's a character actor. He does that, and that he does it good.
Will that ever, of movie ever die?
I'm very...
Of just some badass being badass.
It never has.
No,
John Wayne, man.
Yeah.
Well, does he own his own GoPro? Or?
I hate John Wayne.
Or, I'm serious, I'm like, does he fucking, like, film himself
Duke,
eating cereal?
No, yeah.
And, like, he's got the fucking GoPro on the fucking spoon, like, oh, I'm gonna eat you!
I hated those fucking scenes. They were unnecessary. I fucking hated the GoPro scenes.
Imagine
I'm like, what is going on with these scenes?
Imagine him taking a piss.
And they're just random GoPro. Ones. They're like, oh, Jason Statham's doing a roll on the ground. Let's catch him rolling so the entire time it's moving and crazy and shocking. No,
with
fuck
GoPro.
That camera. Fuck that camera
dude,
right in your
totally
ass.
Sponsored. Dude's sponsored by GoPro. I swear to God he is.
He has to be.
And so with The Rock and the fucking Under Armour.
What are some of the things that you guys didn't understand or didn't think need to be in this movie?
Dead because dad. Seriously, at the end of the movie, they pretty much had a funeral and showed all...
There was not a funeral. They're on a fucking
beach.
No, how
it was
do you
like
get
a
that full with a
funeral? Fucking memorial of this
there
guy.
There was a funeral in the movie, to be fair.
Yeah. And was it Paul Walker?
No,
because he was standing aside the thing. But at the end, it was
sort
a memorial shot of Paul Walker dying all the
he
time.
Die!
I fucking
what
hated that scene. That was
oh
the absolute
God.
Worst scene
no,
of the fucking
this whole
movie.
Fucking
no,
movie.
It made no sense to the movie. I understand why it's there. I'm not a heartless bastard to that degree. I understand that the scene is there to actually pay homage to the actor Paul Walker.
Homage. I know, right?
But as a movie, it makes no fucking sense because he's not dying. he is going to live with his family. Mm-hmm. And he just can't race cars and shoot bullets and do fucking flips off of guys.
Send him off. How'd you want him to send him off?
Not with the best way
to show Paul, or to show Paul Walker respect.
Just put, like they did at the end of the movie, for Paul. Or in loving memory of Paul. You don't have to have a scene or a montage to where it's pointless. No. It does nothing for the actual movie, though.
But imagine if throughout the whole movie,
but you're a fanboy of it. So that's why you don't understand.
They didn't do it for Brandon Lee.
Yeah.
Right?
Brandon Lee wasn't in seven movies with a crew of people and a family
No,
of people.
But still, he didn't die. His character didn't die.
It'd be like one of us dying
die.
And then making a movie and not I'm paying respect to one of us.
I'm praying for that day. I'm sick of you motherfuckers.
Well, but you seriously. Better show me more respect than just
except for Jason.
Four
Jason,
bigs.
I hope lives forever.
It,
fuck.
It doesn't make sense.
You asshole.
It doesn't make sense.
But they were paying homage to him throughout the whole... No, it was not even homage. It was like, this motherfucker's gonna die. They showed...
Half the movie was done already before he died.
But why did they fucking drive through a fucking cemetery like 3 fucking times? And then like, there's a lot of trees in this movie.
There's a lot of trees in every movie, fuck you.
A lot of fucking trees in this movie. And they fucking casted like his wife. A long time ago, but now it's kind of weird that she fucking looks like death sucking him into fucking death. It's like, come here, come.
A lot of death.
She's a fucking succubus in this movie. It's fucking weird, right?
In all fairness, none of those things sound intentional.
No, they don't, but you know what? The last scene of this movie makes no fucking sense as part of the movie. Put it as like an extra scene or something like that.
It's put there for the next movie.
It makes no fucking sense. They are in a sense saying, oh, Paul Walker, you're dead to us because you had a family. You know what? You had
no,
kids. You're fucking dead to us because you can't race cars anymore.
Wrong.
You're dead to us because you died. Paul Walker's character, Brian O'Connell, did not die. Or Brian O'Connor did not die. He didn't die.
Yeah,
he had
not.
A child, and then he had a child on the way with fucking death, and they were gonna just have fun on the beach, and Vin Diesel's just sitting there like, he's where he always should have been. Confused face.
For the record, I thought Death was really sexy.
You
she
always
did
think
look
death
like a
she should play though. Death in the new Deadpool movie.
I'd be okay with that.
That would be awesome.
And I hope she's naked.
So, some of the things that I also didn't like in this movie, in addition to the GoPro fucking shit, was, Dwayne, you are a full-fledged actor now. You are no longer a WWE superstar.
But
you do not need to do a rock bottom in this fucking movie.
Yes,
that just
did.
Shows me how
no,
unclassy
wait.
This fucking movie is. Because you're like, you're directing,
awesome.
And you're all like, Dwayne, I'm gonna need you to give Jason Statham a fucking rock bottom here. I mean, it calls for it. We're gonna do it. We're gonna do GoPro.
It works.
When we do it, so it's gonna be double badass. Double badass. Double
but
thumbs up.
Probably put you in spandex. But wait, no.
No wait. Just wear that Under Armour shit that you're always wearing.
Oh yeah, it's pretty much spandex. Fuck it.
I fucking hated it. Love also, that. Another thing that really fucking
three times.
You could smell what he was cooking the whole time.
Okay. That scene where they're exchanging that hot British chick, Ramsay, from car to car.
Oh, yeah, with the 360 window.
Give me a fucking break.
Oh, that's pretty badass.
It was badass.
I mean,
no, seriously.
Unnecessary.
I'm happy if my fucking shoes stay fucking tied all day long.
Hold on, that was very necessary. The
no,
whole...
because they later just parked underneath a fucking bridge.
No, they jumped out of a,
well, hold
a movie
the
car.
The whole point of these movies is the stunts.
I get it, but it's annoying
crazy.
Sometimes when it's just the
movie,
whole movie
like,
is nothing but no. It'd
the
be
whole
better
movie
if
is
there
like
was some
luck.
Cool stunts and they like built up to them. It wasn't just like stunt, shitty fucking acting from Vin Diesel, stunt, shitty acting, stunt,
potato,
stunt, hologram face, stunt, ending.
Oh
my like
God.
That was the whole movie.
What about Tyrese? That shit was funny as hell.
Well, there was a couple of good acting scenes in there, but other than
it's
that,
your fucking birthday?
This movie was fucking terribly acted.
Yeah.
Vin Diesel.
Jason
is
said
garbage.
It already. Fucking, if it was just fucking cars and booty.
But you gotta have some acting in a movie, and when you're trying
I don't
to
know,
have,
I'd
like,
watch it if it was just that.
I have not seen a Fast and the Furious movie all the way through. Up until this one. You can't just pick up this movie and just watch it. That,
no.
I feel, cuts
but
off.
But it's not made for people like that.
No, but at the same time, there should be
look
some
look at how much
linking.
Money it made. All them people that gave them all that money already know everything that's happened in the whole franchise.
I just didn't like it. I didn't like that there was no... It wasn't standalone. It couldn't stand on itself. I like the ability of a movie to be able to stand on its own two legs and be like, no, I'm a good movie. This is, I'm not just a fucking sequel.
Because that's what this
really, really kind of just shouted to me. Is I'm just a fucking another Fast and the Furious sequel.
It wasn't just another one. It seemed like it was the last.
But at the same time, they're building up for something new because you already know Fast 8, 9, and 10 are coming out.
Well, they probably have half of them filmed.
But like, hey, here's Jason Statham coming at you to kill people some more. He's going to escape a prison in this one. I hated the hologram face.
Yeah, that was fucking...
That
really pissed me off, actually.
I just don't get it. I mean, the guy died, killed the character, instead of doing it the way they did it. It would made more sense for the end of the way
that
it did.
Every time somebody watched this movie, they'd be watching Paul Walker die. And the family of Paul Walker, like, your family wouldn't want a movie of you dying in it right after you died.
So what would you guys think was, like, the best joke or best line, best scene, anything?
I said the movie.
The best joke was the movie that was made.
Yeah.
I definitely put at one point Vin Diesel's acting.
Yeah.
And his ability to convey emotion.
The whole scene where Tyrese was talking about being a leader
was
hilarious.
Yeah. Tyrese was freaking funny.
Favorite, I think. Oh, yeah. Tyrese was definitely funny. He had some good.
And
some
the
good
woman. Moments. Woman?
Oh, when the Rock kept on calling people women?
Well, he did it once in the beginning and once in the end.
Yeah.
Mm. Woman, I'll leave when I want to. This movie is sexist as fuck.
No, it's not.
Oh, man.
Ronda Rousey and Michelle Rodriguez went at it.
That's not sexist.
That was not sexist at all.
No.
I did think it was
powerful women.
That was one fucking hell of a fight scene, I swear to God.
Fuck that. Fuck Ronda Rousey.
What?
I thought it was pretty funny.
You just want to say it.
She's a one-trick pony.
I liked it when Tyrese called himself Man Candy. That was pretty funny.
Oh, yeah.
Double alpha.
Do what you do best.
I really liked that rock, paper, scissors scene. Well, they're doing rock, paper, scissors to see who gets to be with Ramsey. Mm-hmm. And she's walking up the beach. And Ramsey, I definitely loved it when The Rock broke through his cast. He just flexed. Yeah. And his cast just, like, shattered. IMDb rates Furious 7. A strong 37 Randy Quaid.
Can we get IMDb to rate 50 Randy Quaid?
That would be sweet.
That'd be fucking awesome. Like, hey, can you just rate us once?
All right,
only once. And
white chocolate.
We gotta pick it out.
White chocolate. Let's hear what your
my rating.
Your rating is
my rating. Oh man, whoa.
Sexual white chocolate.
I'm a big fanboy. I own all the movies. I love them. This one isn't the best in the series.
Which one is the best?
The first one.
Yeah, like
by far. Tokyo Drift is a really good one, even though it's totally irrelevant to the whole story, besides Han dying. I don't see any other tie there. It's kind of weird. I give it a 47. 47 Randy Quaid.
Wow.
Because it's like third or fourth best one in the series. The first one will get a 50, for sure.
It's Tokyo the third or fourth like best one in the series, and it gets a 47.
Can you give us your entire rating of the entire Fast and Furious
series
in order?
In order?
Yeah.
From what? Best to the worst? Or worst?
No, from one, the first one to the second one. I want to hear your 50 Randy Quaid for each one.
Yeah, 1 to 7.
Oh, man. Well, the first one.
You don't have to explain it. Just throw numbers. 50,
43, 49, 48. That'd be a 48, then 47, and then this 47.
Wow.
So you would say they're collectively going downhill.
Well, I don't know. It's going to be interesting without Paul Walker, what they do. But as long as they keep The Rock, I'm sure they'll have no problem.
Jatty Box, what is your rating of Furious 7?
So I'm kind of thinking that I'm going to be giving it like a 20. I mean, there was a lot of things that did pique my interest, but I also don't really like Fast and the Furious.
Do you like cars?
I like good cars.
Do you like tits and ass?
Yeah, 20% right there. That was it.
No, it was more than 20.
Acting, other than the comedy, was pretty fucking horrible. And all this homage to death, I gotta throw it out there. There's a lot of fucking crazy on that. Yeah, I'm gonna give it a solid 20.
Ted Ricardo.
Well, I never expect much from action movies in general. I'm not a big fan of the action genre. I like some of the older ones, some of the more obscure ones, you know, in general. Can't watch a fucking Denzel Washington movie. They bore the crap out of me. They all suck. The stunts looked cool. Yeah, they were really far-fetched, but I mean, come on. Like, they were supposed to be. They had the dude from The Protector in there, and I'm sure all his stunts were
Tony
done
Jaa,
the same.
Tony Jaa.
And I love that guy, man. Watching him do his thing, yeah, and he did all that stuff in this, which was cool as hell, I think.
You did it with Paul Walker.
I would have liked to see more.
Paul Walker.
See another homage to death.
Yeah. That might have
been killed by Tony Jaa.
Pretty much.
That might not have been Paul Walker.
Well,
if they could put his face on his brother, they could put his face on a stunt double, too.
Are you serious?
No.
Paul Walker's so, stunt double. If you ever want to be on the show, just email us at 50randyquays@gmail.com.
He's going to fucking hate us, too.
I thought that I thought there was a lot of good things in the movie. I love the stunts. I know they're outlandish, but they look cool. I mean, driving a car through a glass window in a tower...
From
never, ever, 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 ever really going to happen. But it looked cool. That's kind of the fun of movies, right?
What do you mean never, ever, ever going to happen?
It's never going
to happen. What if there's something in the car that you fucking need, and this billionaire's got it way up in the top of this motherfucker?
Then that billionaire's going to keep it.
How are you going to get down?
That billionaire's going to keep it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you got to have it.
All right, so there's a lot of things I liked. Tyrese really just cracked me up the whole time. The Rock's acting was horrible, as usual, but it's entertaining at least. Vin Diesel's acting was awful.
Angry, confused.
There was cool stunts. There was cool action.
Happy, confused face.
The things I really didn't like was pretty much Vin Diesel and The Rock.
The thumb and The Rock?
I'm going to give it a 35.
It's not bad.
I'm giving this the worst rating, and I actually thought...
It's not your lowest rating, is it?
No, it's not my lowest rating. The lowest rating was easily...
What was it, a
Frankenstein
9?
Versus the Mummy. It was like 9, I think.
Yeah. Fuck that movie.
This gets 10 points better.
19.
Whoop, whoop. I'm going to give this a 19 for several reasons.
Uh-oh.
Hologram face, you're up at the top. The ending made no sense to the movie. Tater's wrong. Rock acted the shit out of this movie. Especially when he busted out of that fucking cast. That was epic. That boosted it up to 19, probably.
What about when he did the Terminator and jumped the ambulance off the bridge and took out the Predator drone?
And just so happened to hook a bag to the bottom of the landing fucking
shit. No, that was Vin Diesel. Oh, yeah. And his fucking confused fucking ass the entire movie.
Because I mean, like, that has to be all luck. I mean, like, who can fucking plan this shit out like that?
Vin I wonder Diesel. If it's confused or constipated.
Vin Diesel is just cheese, a terrible actor.
It's all about the cheese.
Vin Diesel is a terrible actor. No emotion or super confused are his general state. I think he smiled once throughout the entire movie.
And that was a god-honest smile.
But he's still, I don't want to say a superstar because he's not a superstar, but he's still a star. I mean, he's a star just as much as Sylvester Stallone and Arnold Schwarzenegger and Van Damme.
A star of this genre.
But they're still stars. They still do what they do very well. And Vin Diesel is a badass very well. You just can't give him any lines.
Vin Diesel is only in two movies that I can tell, and that's the Fast and Furious movies. I know that's more than one, but that and Triple X. What else has he been in?
Riddick? The three Riddick movies?
Oh, the Riddick. I love the Riddick movies.
Awesome. Yeah, come on. But how many lines did he have?
His acting wasn't good, but those movies were good.
Well,
yeah,
that's like a season and a half lines.
He was an alien. That's why he fucking did well in it, because
maybe he really is an alien.
Pitch Black is kind of a great movie.
In Pitch Black.
They had a lot of clues in Pitch Black that Vin Diesel could really be an alien. They had trees in that movie?
Yes, they had trees in it. No, they didn't. No, they didn't. No, they didn't. No, it was all space, dude. I didn't even see one tree.
One.
One.
The number of movies that Vin Diesel has acted in that were good.
And that, you know,
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Probably one of those fucking movies. He was a tree. Oh my god.
And you know why he was great in Guardians of the Galaxy?
Because he killed
Because he wasn't on fucking screen. I didn't have to look at his fucking stupid face.
No, it's because he killed Paul Walker.
And then it hit me like Paul Walker hugging Groot.
Oh, God.
On that note, you can like us on Facebook, subscribe to us on YouTube, and follow us on Twitter. Next time on 50 Randy Quaid's Episode 14, Mad Max. Tune in October 12th when Fox River Fallout's Trash Can Charlie and Johnny Box join us to discuss Charlize Theron's bald head and the apparent madness of a nice little fellow named Max. Until next time, we watch movies so you don't have to. Peace out.
50 Randy Quaid's was recorded at Jane Jug Studios, hosted by Chuck Banner, produced by Chuck Banner and Tater Ricardo. Featured music is by Fox River Fallout.